Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off
leaving. Calling all names. Long. Calling all names. It's Roberta Fasanelli, I'm calling your name.
Hello, I'm here.
I like a fast pickup. Let's try this again.
I had to turn the mic up.
Calling
I started
names.
To answer, and yeah. I realized I had the mic down. I'm
nice going. There's a professional
yes.
broadcaster for you.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn calling all Jennifer Horns.
Hello.
Yes, we know two of them. You and the lady in New Hampshire.
I don't know. Jennifer Horns.
Is there another? Have you ever Googled your name, Roberta, to find out if there's another Roberta Fasanelli?
Nope, I am it.
You
there is
are.
Not another one in the United States.
Wow.
Really?
I am it. In fact, all of the Fasanelli or Facinellis in the United States were all related.
Really?
Every single
that?
One of us. Yep.
All of us. So, Ken all Kessler, you've Googled your name. What'd you come up with? Any other Ken Kesslers?
Yeah, there's somebody who writes for Stereo Review.
Really?
And there's a guy who collects or works with antique watches.
Really?
And I only know that because I get Facebook messages TikTok. From people who think I'm one of them.
Huh. All right. So Kenny's job is to monitor Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. In the last 24 hours, what would our biggest, most important, I don't know if important is the right way of putting it, but where do we have the most interest in as far as social media is concerned?
Kim Davis and the Pope.
Really?
And they that all sounds think like it's a reality show, actually.
Yeah.
Kim Davis and the Pope.
No, it's a great name for a rock band.
On NBC. Yeah.
They're detectives.
How in the world does anybody take that seriously? I'd be so disappointed in the Pope if he had spent 10 minutes with her. Ugh.
I doubt it.
All right, so what are they
like
saying?
Like Rich said, every minute of his day was photographed and choreographed
yeah,
and listed. And yeah.
So what do they have to gain by putting out something that will be obviously
extending
proven
extending the
untrue.
5 minutes of fame that
exactly.
Are the
you
lawyers
so
as crazy
weird.
As she is?
It, well, you don't think that you want fame. Mm. And then all of a sudden you get it. And even though it's negative, you get caught up in this whirlwind where everybody's just paying attention to your every move. And then do you get hooked onto that? Mm-hmm. Even if it's not necessarily positive news?
Yep, you do.
Take I think
look.
You do.
Yeah, take a look in her eyes. That'll tell you something.
All you have to do is listen to today's politicians, and you realize that even if they're saying outright lies, it's okay to them because they're getting the attention for it.
Yep. Spell
totally.
A name right.
I mean,
that's
look at
it.
Hillary Clinton.
Mm. Look at Carly Fiorina.
Okay, so what do we have for comments,
for
Kenny?
Joseph says, until the Vatican says it happened, it didn't happen.
Right.
All news outlets are saying is that she claimed she met with the Pope.
Right.
You mean that nobody on the planet can confirm that they actually met? Sounds fishy to me.
Does sound fishy.
Her and Brian Williams.
Yeah. Right. They both met with the Pope.
Well, actually, he was the Pope.
Together.
Roberta.
Yeah. Or he was the Pope. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's next?
Liz says, Davis isn't Catholic. She's an evangelical Protestant. It's absolutely bizarre that she would seek approval, guidance, or really any feedback at all from
That's
the
true.
Catholics, because according to their faith, Catholics, including the Pope, are all going to hell.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. Muslims.
Absolutely.
Allah says, kill all the infidels. Christians say, kill all the infidels. All religions, kill all the infidels. Okay, nobody left. All right, what's next?
Harold says her lawyer has already admitted to lying after spending Monday defending a photo that was supposed to be a rally for Kim Davis. Liberty Counsel has admitted that it is not a Kim Davis rally at all.
Why would
he lied
Mike,
then, he's lying now.
Yeah. Why would Mike Huckabee want to have anything to do with this woman for his own credibility purposes?
Well, I think he was pointing out the hypocrisy in government. And was using her as an example.
Really?
And, you know.
Hypocrisy in government. I can't imagine that would be
something
we have
right?
as a problem here. No. All right, what else, Kenny?
Nicole says, the street outside Vatican Embassy was full of people hoping to get a glimpse of the Pope during his entire visit. Someone would have seen her arrive if it really happened.
Mm-hmm. People have got to be nuts. Crazy. Anything else of note there?
Yeah, a couple more. Roger says, who's to say the Pope met with her to inform her she went too far and should be a better Christian and to stop giving Christianity a bad name?
Hmm. What do you think the Pope thinks of the various sects in the Christian religion, S-E-C-T-S? Methodists, Lutherans, Baptists, Presbyterians, Unitarians, Congregationalists.
I think he respects them all.
Yeah, I think he pretty much likes us best, but, you know.
But the
always amazes me is you know, all these different, you know, S-E-C-T-S, sects in the Christian religion, is sometimes how it boils down to my Jesus is better than your Jesus.
Same thing happens in politics. That's why I keep saying political connections to religion.
Really?
It's all the same game, frankly.
My Jesus is better than your Jesus.
My Jesus loves me more than yours does. All right, Kenny, what else we got?
One more. Joe says, if you believe this happened, please message me on Facebook. I have two really great bridges for sale in Florida.
If you want to go to heaven, clap your hands. If you want to go to heaven, clap your hands.
Me.
If you want to go to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, clap your hands. And if you
well,
don't,
we're the only two going, apparently, Doug. Yeah, we're the only ones playing.
Right. I want
Come
you,
on, guys.
If I may, to look at your hairline. How does everybody in this program are very lucky they have their hair. But there are a lot of people who do not have all their hair. And so they're looking for a way to get their hair back. And there are miracles around. Some people don't believe in miracles. If you don't, click your radio off for the next 60 seconds because I'm going to give you the key to a hair miracle.
Yeah.
It's called Provia, a serum. Comes from clinical grade botanical extracts. You can use it every day, once a week, put it on your head, massage it in. It opens up the pores and allows the follicles of hair that are under your scalp to get back through again. So the results speak for themselves. And by the way, you get results or your money back with Provia. Works for both men and women, safe on colored and treated hair. 800-525-8319. I think, if I do say so myself, I offer a pretty compelling way for you to get the message. You either get your hair back or your money back. That's it. Simple premise, right? Provia works, all natural, no chemicals, nothing that'll hurt you. It'll only help get your hair back. There's a volumizer that's part of it. It really is kind of cool as well because your hair looks thicker than it actually is. That's how those things work. 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping free. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You want Provia for your hair to come back or you'll want your money back. And they don't want to give you money back, so they're going to make sure that you're happy with the product. Provia and Super Concentrated Provia. You get them both for the price of one at 800-525-8319.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Heisman finalist obliterated the college record books in 1990, throwing for 5,100 yards and 54 touchdowns, more than his entire NFL career.
Homer under pressure, throws it, has a man open, touchdown Houston.
So where is David Klinger now? David's pro career had few highlights, but it helped lead him to his life's path. During his NFL days, David was encouraged by his Bible class teacher to pursue a career in religious studies. David earned his PhD in Old Testament studies from the Dallas Theological Seminary, and in 2010 was named the director of its Houston campus.
Klinger zings it in the end zone, caught for the touchdown.
David Klinger, from play caller to true calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. New tests conducted by the Environmental Working Group's Shopper's Guide to Pesticides lists sweet bell peppers at the top of the list of vegetables found with the most pesticide residue. A single pepper off the average grocery store produce shelf contained 11 different pesticides. Celery comes in at number 2 with the highest percentage of pesticides. Get this, 94.1%. The third is kale, where 53% of kales tested had multiple pesticides, with 10 different pesticides on one sample alone. And lettuce, number 4, with 9 different pesticides found on a single lettuce sample, with 57 different pesticides found overall. And finally, number five, carrots. The first vegetable that grows underground to have a high pesticide load. 82% of carrot samples had pesticide residue on them, with 40 different ones in toto.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your child's cell phone has become a valuable educational tool? It seems that cell phones are the new way to cheat. Here's the social science of it. 26% of students store info on their phones and look at it while taking a test. 25% send text messages asking for answers. Get this one. 17% take pictures of the test. 20% use their phones to search for internet answers. And 48% warn friends about a pop quiz. And the new trend, 25% of all students say cheating is the same as a, hey, I'm just helping out a friend. What's the cheap psych trick? Before you say, my kid doesn't cheat. 52%, one out of every two teens admit to cheating. Educators cannot stop this new trend alone. Parents, it is time for a chat with your kid. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Not that I'm implying there's bull associated with this program.
Are you sure?
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. And Kenny Kessler, the story about he's a senator, Senator Robert Menendez,
yes,
from New Jersey.
Not to be confused with the Menendez brothers, they're different.
So the judge has dismissed four corruption charges against the senator and his donor, Solomon Melgen, but denied motions to toss out other charges, including the senator's solicitation of contributions for a super PAC. That is wrong. So lawyers for the senator this week asked the court to dismiss charges related to Menendez's solicitation of 700 G's from Melgen for Senate Majority PAC. It's a super PAC run by former aide to Senator Harry Reid. Now, he's involved in corruption? How could that be? Nah. It was nothing but a coincidence that his family owned all the land on the other side of the Hoover Dam where they built that road. Yeah, no, this is a coincidence. The basis for the dismissal offered by the lawyers was the Supreme Court 2010 Citizens United decision and the similar one that took place in 2013 that basically opened the floodgates, redefining corruption as explicit bribery. What the hell else is it? When you give some guy 100 G's, you're in business, and when you need a favor, you pick up the phone, call his chief of staff, and say,
"Hey, what do you think?
Can you handle this?" "Yeah, sure. We'll help with that. Thank you very much." "And when do you send us the next check?" The judge disagreed, ruling the charges related to the super PAC contributions made by a corporation, and the solicitation by Menendez. See, Menendez is sort of working, it would appear, for the corporation, getting them to give money to, and then it looked to me like he was getting a cutout. I mean, you don't see that proven, but isn't that the idea? You solicit something, you're a sales agent. That's basically what it is. He's a peddler. He's hawking whatever he can hawk. So, you know, even if you got Citizens United, you don't have it. These guys were doing this before. Set it up. It's like being on the tee at a golf game. You set the ball up and,
Tee
it up. That's what Menendez was doing. He's a crook. 21 after the hour.